It's been 3 years since state lawmakers began touting managed care as the salvation of Medicaid. Here's GOP Senator Jeb Bradley back in 2010.
Medicaid, managed care. That's something that could save significant dollars, and it's something that's improved the quality of services in other states.
It took some convincing, but New Hampshire eventually did approve managed care last summer. The $2.2 billion contract is the largest in state history. But since then, implementation has gone off the rails, along with the proposed savings. One reason is the hospitals.
To suggest that we negotiate a series of contracts that would pay us less is kind of a preposterous idea at this point.
That's Frank McDougall with Dartmouth Hitchcock. His hospital, along with others around the state, are refusing to cooperate in the transition. They happen to be in the middle of a lawsuit with the state at the moment concerning the amount that hospitals get paid for treating Medicaid patients.
Why would we pursue an arrangement to pay ourselves even less? Doesn't make any sense.
In case your eyes are glazing over, here's the Cliff's Notes version of managed care. The state has hired three out-of-state companies, known as managed care organizations, to effectively take over Medicaid. They get paid a fixed amount per person by the state to provide health care to New Hampshire's 140,000 recipients. Deb Fournier with the New Hampshire Fiscal Policy Institute says if the managed care organizations can't get buy-in from the hospitals, they can't create what's called an adequate network of care.
Without the providers, they can't actually administer medical services to any of the members, and that's what they've been charged with doing.
Fournier says the contract set out specific guidelines about how many doctors and other services need to be available in each region of the state. Until adequacy is achieved, the project can't launch. That's a problem for lawmakers, who budgeted $15 million in savings for this fiscal year. Already 9 months behind schedule, that money is likely lost. Republican Chuck Morse, the Senate's top budget writer, says the clock is ticking.
Those companies are not going to sit on the sidelines that are trying to put managed care up in New Hampshire for much longer.
But Don Tuzin, a lawyer with the Department of Health and Human Services, says the managed care companies can't just throw up their hands and quit.
If they can't put together an adequate network, that means that they're not meeting a substantial requirement of the contract. And that actually could lead to liquidated damages.
Translation, the state can sue if the companies can't somehow sign up the hospitals. None of the managed care companies returned calls for this story, but Tuzin says that more lawsuits aren't the preferred outcome. DHHS would much rather see managed care get out of the gate. It's already spent $1 million on consultants, plus considerable resources getting its internal systems ready. Governor Maggie Hassan is paying close attention to the issue. She's been meeting with hospital executives in private. She also made a public appeal during her budget address.
Our providers must take a leadership role in Medicaid care management. Now more than ever, we need their cooperation.
But with what seems to be an upper hand in the managed care standoff, the hospitals will likely seek financial concessions before offering cooperation. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.